This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Cookie Jar, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. First question. How do you like your marshmallows when you make s'mores?
Oh, this one is an easy one for me. I like and it takes some time. You got to hold the marshmallow just far enough away from the flame so you get a golden brown. You got to give it a nice tan. If it catches on fire, throw it in the fire and start over. A nice tan on the outside, but long enough for the inside to get ooey and gooey. It's almost like caramelizing sugar. You create a nice casing for the melted marshmallow on the inside, and then when you put it in between the crackers, the graham crackers, and the chocolate, you pull out the whatever it is that you're using to keep it in the flames. A little bit of that inside comes out for it, and then you bite into it, and it just is perfect.
Bring up food, and this guy gets going.
Oh.
Gets borderline erotic talking about it.
Gracious.
Oh, gooey and between the crackers.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
I would just say what you said, but I would simply say like the perfect toasted marshmallow. I don't want it burnt.
No,
if it burns, gross. I don't want to eat it. But I don't want it not. I want all of the marshmallow toasted.
Yes. It needs to be all toasted.
Yes, an even toast around the whole thing. And it does take time. It's not an easy task. Yes.
No, it's low and slow. Mm-hmm. Kiss the marshmallow on the tips of the flames and make sure you get a nice golden brown.
Yeah. You thought I got a little over the top.
Just
there.
Caress it. A little foreplay with the marshmallow.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else want to top?
Not much. Just enough for it to stick when you squish it so that it sticks to the graham cracker and the chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best streaming service?
I'm a big fan of Paramount Plus. And I say that knowing that they really carry none of the sports that I like, other than every once in a while in, you know, March Madness, you have some games that are on CBS on there. But it has all of the shows that I want to binge watch, like the FBI series, the NCIS, Longmire, which, you know, they no longer make, but I still go back and watch all the time. It is... They have all the shows. Every time I'm looking for a show that I'm like, that one interests me. Where is it? It's on Paramount Plus.
This is a hard one because every streaming service has a show that's great. And I always alternate, right? We get a streaming service, then we cancel it. We get one, we cancel it because we want to watch a certain series or a certain movie or whatever it is. But there is one streaming service that I always have, never cancel. It's always there, and it's Netflix.
Mm.
It's always my go-to. Like when I turn on the TV, I go right to Netflix. Like that's my intro, and I start there, and then I spread out.
Most remotes have like a Netflix button at this point, but I find myself going there and not finding anything I want to watch.
I'm the same thing. I go to Netflix and I'm like, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to, that looks boring. That's a chick flick. No. A lot of chick flicks there.
There's a lot of chick flicks, a lot of like dating shows.
Trashy reality TV. Yeah, Kelsey likes a lot of it.
It's all familiar. It's a feel good. Like, okay, there's always something there I can watch.
So for me, it's HBO, but charging fast is Apple TV. So for HBO, I'm getting White Lotus. I like Hacks, which is out right now. Righteous Gemstones.
I agree with you.
The Rehearsal. Apple TV, they'll make it a push with Severance. They had Ted Lasso. Yes. Shrinking's a good show.
But I only keep it for those shows, and then I get rid of it.
Yeah, and it seems like those are more of your generation type of shows. Obviously, the downloads, because all of my devices are Apple. That's where I get all my John Wayne movies. So I'd say Apple downloads, but not the streaming service.
Disney Plus. Good for me. Good for the kid. Got Marvel. It's got X-Men. It's got Star Wars. So that's pretty solid, man. And my kid loves all the Disney shows.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will go with Prime because I'm getting something with it. Everybody has Prime, don't they? Yeah. Because of deliveries and stuff. And now I'm getting all this as well that they offer NFL on there. But a late shout out to Roku. Because It's free.
Yeah.
And it is the other way to watch a Tiger game free unless they're on national TV.
Well, that's why this is in the cookie jar, because we had the whole Roku thing earlier in the week.
Twice a year, you get to watch the Tigers for free.
Is there a right way to load the dishwasher?
100%.
You have a big opinion on this.
Oh, my goodness. This drives me nuts. Whenever I go home and the dishwasher needs to be run, I open it up and it's just complete chaos in there. The kids, my wife, everybody puts it in and there's like no order to it. There is certainly an order on the bottom. The racks are made for the dishes. Mm-hmm. That's where the plates go, and they have to be lined up so that it is one plate per slot, and then the bowls go next to it. The bigger bowls, the mixing dip bowls, can all go on the bottom one there. And then on the top one, you have to organize the glasses so that you maximum glass fittage. Coffee cups go on the outside.
I would definitely say that there is a correct way to do it, but they might be different for each person. Like, because I don't have the same type of dishwasher you do.
Yeah.
If you remember, I don't have that top rack.
That's right.
Yes.
You have two racks.
Yeah, I have two of them.
Two separate racks.
Exactly. So they are organized differently. Plates are on one side, bowls, cups.
Yes.
But there has to be an order. If it's all haphazard,
and
nope,
silverware,
no good.
Silverware
rack
goes.
Order.
Yes, you want to have a good
yes.
rack. But silverware has to go business side up.
Oh, I was going to ask about that.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Business side down
is the forks get stuck in the bottom and the spoons don't get clean. It's business side up.
But sometimes it's tough to put them in that way if you're leaving a little
debris.
I know, but if you don't, then you don't want to touch that end and then it's like...
It's all about resource management, space as a resource. John, I agree with you.
Real estate.
The parental or spousal calculus we have to do is... You kind of want some help loading the dishwasher. You don't want just the dishes left in the sink, but do you want them to put it in the dishwasher if they're not going to do it correctly?
Correct. Yes. If you maximize the real estate in there, then by the time you hit the go button, there's no dishes left in the sink.
Loading the dishwasher is a solo job for that reason, because everyone's going to want to do it a little differently.
Yes. I had a debate on Tuesday night. I had a friend tell me that his wife puts the dishes in all willy-nilly.
What does that mean?
If they get clean, who cares?
Okay. What's the better direction to cut your grass, driveway to driveway or house to street?
So I'm driveway to driveway. I believe it looks better when you're driving past the house, you approach the house. But I also think that it all depends on how your yard is situated. If that is the longer version of the real estate going driveway to driveway, which in most houses it is.
Yes.
But if your house is set further back, then I could understand going street to house, because you want to minimize the amount of times you have to turn around.
Yeah, I think we mow driveway to driveway.
Yes.
That's the right way.
Yeah.
That's how I did it growing up. That's how we do it at our house.
It just visually looks better to me in front of the house.
Yes, Jim, I did put this in, and yes, I'm a big driveway to driveway guy. Although, I do alternate between the two, but driveway to driveway to me is more satisfying.
The diagonal drive,
or
the diagonal mow, to me is just bizarre. It takes way too long. It tells me that you're retired, you have nothing else to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do televisions belong in bedrooms?
No, they don't, but I do it anyway. They don't belong in kids' bedrooms. That's a hard no.
Really?
Hard no.
We had a TV in our room growing up.
Yeah, well, nobody had the silver spoon when they were growing up like you. But no, in kids' bedrooms, it's a hard no. That'll never happen. In the master bedroom, yes, it goes in there, even though I believe it shouldn't.
I'm with you, John. I say no, but we have a TV in our bedroom as well.
Well, then it's yes. The answer is yes. You do it because...
The answer is no.
It's good.
No, it's not good. You shouldn't have a TV in your bedroom.
It's nice to watch a game and then go to sleep. Watch a TV show, watch a movie, go to sleep.
It's technically not the best way to go to sleep.
Now here we go with the experts and the studies.
I say yes because you just need other options in your house. Depends on your house. Like, you know, how many rooms you have and where a TV can go. And if somebody's watching something else on the main one, I can go watch a game. The other weird, I'm going to make it stony awkward now. Oh, he always loved the thing with who's on in the background when blank.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he did.
Remember that?
Yes. TV off.
Remember one day listening and people said that they'd listen to this show while they would do it.
Oh. Yes. That's a whole different topic. But yeah. And I do believe that the rooms matter because in our bedroom now we have a room for a chair. I don't like sitting in bed. Watching TV, I'll sit in a chair, watch TV.
The last one I have for us is, would you rather be a fan of a team nobody talks about or a fan of a team that everybody hates?
I'd rather be a fan of a team that everyone hates because they hate
winners.
Excellence.
Yep.
They hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because they ain't us. That's right, Heather.
It's the only right answer.
Yes.
Greg?
Look, I was a Packers fan for a long time, so I have a lot of experience with being a fan of a team that everybody hates. And also, U of M, half of the fan base, half of the people in our listening area hate that team. So, yeah, I'll go with that.
Well, a little bit less than half, but yeah, those that don't hate us.
I'm pretty passionate about this one. I think it's the one everybody hates. It's the villain. When you're good and winning and you're the villain, it is awesome. And I go back to the Bad Boys. There was nothing like it with the Celtics and Bulls and Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my! But everybody hated us.
How about
Jordan, the most well-respected athlete of all time, Michael Jordan, hated us, and I loved it.
How about even last year where the Lions are running up the score? Stop us. Stop us. Go ahead and hate us. Hate us because they ain't us. Heather's right. It's Cookie Jar. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.